Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One thing we wanted to get into, and we kind of didn't know how to get into it. So you can watch us on TV every day on NBC Sports Washington.
Absolutely love
so
it.
So we work for NBC Sports Washington.
And by the way, love it.
Yes. Yes. We love everybody love over it. There. Damon, everybody over there has been great to us. Actually, mostly they let us do our thing.
Yeah.
The camera's here.
But they do an amazing job behind the scenes. If you ever watch this show, like the B-roll and everything, all the things that those guys are doing behind the scenes,
makes this
show actually interesting to watch.
They put a lot of work into it.
Yep. Yeah, it's really, really
and
well
props
done.
To McKinney. McKinney did a good job. Even though you can't drive anywhere.
Or chooses not to drive, I believe.
They run our best done. Of. Yeah. They air our show live, and then they run Best of the Junkies
oftentimes at
4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Slightly embarrassing sometimes because I don't watch it at home. I don't seek it out. But when I go to Lifetime Fitness, if I'm on a treadmill or an elliptical, a lot of times it's on the TVs there. And the other day, some guy looked back at me, and I knew why he was looking
because
it
so
was on the TV.
That's embarrassing.
And he was
a row in front of me, and he like turned his head.
Yeah.
And I didn't do any nod or anything like that. It just went about my business. But it actually is a great thing, and we have a great relationship. We also, for years, have had a great relationship with Steve Buckhantz. I played in his golf tournament, I want to say, 20 years ago or something.
I always got the invite. I always was
always
busy.
Politely declined.
I always said it was one of the most embarrassing things because it was a deal where he was in the clubhouse, but like on the second level with the microphone, and everybody was down by like a putting green. And there were all of these Redskins greats, and he was introducing all of them.
Oh.
Three-time Super Bowl winner. He kept going on and on. And then
what
it was like,
your nub introduction?
And from the sports junkies, JP Flame.
That's
and it was
worst.
Just, it was terrible.
I'd know what, rather not be introduced.
It was like I was sandwiched in between Doug Williams and Jeff Bostic or something like
you're
that.
You're in a tough spot.
Believe me, I've done those gigs before, and when I show up, they go, where's the celebrity?
Right.
That's literally happened.
Right.
I don't blame them.
And so we've had a great relationship with Steve Buckhantz for years, and we definitely were pulling for him to continue on as the Wizards play-by-play guy. He's been doing it for 22 years.
Yeah, quite a run.
Scott Allen from the Washington Post reported yesterday that NBC Sports Washington is expected to name Jason Kutcher.
I think it's Justin.
As their new play-by-play name. Sorry, Justin Kutcher.
Justin Kutcher, yeah.
And none of us really know anything about him.
It's nothing against Kutcher.
He's got a good resume, it looks like.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be great at what he does. But it's just weird because I think the fan base, by and large, just loves Buck.
And we've been team Buck forever. Like forever.
Locally, he has iconic calls. Yeah. The dagger call and it's not possible. Those are iconic calls.
Dagger! Well, he's going to go down as at least he's like in this area like a Hall of Fame announcer.
Yeah.
The Hall of Fame announcer.
Yeah. He's an icon in the DC area.
And I've never, believe me, I've met tons of people and have seen it. People hate us. I've never met anyone that had anything bad to say about Buck.
It's just
love him. So it's just weird.
And so
in a weird spot.
Yeah. On the play-by-play side, it's going to be Justin Kutcher. And then what's reported on the analyst side, Kara Lawson stepped down.
Mm-hmm.
She, of course, replaced Phil Schneer. Everybody was a fan of Phil, and Kara did a fine job for a couple of seasons.
I liked Kara.
But she has moved on to be an assistant coach with the Boston Celtics. So now there's that vacancy, and it appears it's going to be primarily Drew Gooden, who's done some fill-in work, and then Caron Butler.
Yeah, sprinkle in a little Caron.
So both guys who played with the Wizards.
It'll be fine, but it's just going to be weird. It's not going to be the same. And
it'll be different.
Yeah, it's going to have a completely different
vibe. But times change. They just do.
I guess it's brutal.
And eventually it's going to happen to us.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I keep waiting for it every
day. Just brace for it at some point.
I wait for it every day.
One thing I don't really understand is that everyone is upset that Justin is not from D.C., that you have to have a D.C. voice.
To me, I don't know anything about him, so
I don't think you necessarily have to have a DC.
But I've seen that from all the comments, right?
Yeah.
Is Charlie Slows from
Charlie
DC?
and Dave aren't from DC.
Yeah, right.
I don't think it really matters.
And I think people are just complaining because they're upset.
People love them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just complaining because they're making the change.
Yeah.
People fear change. It's what is what it comes down
well,
to.
Well, especially, though, when it's somebody who's been an institution
right.
for local fans.
And who's been as good at his job as he has been consistently for a dreadful team.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine sitting through every Wizards game for the last 22-plus years, working for the team, calling every game?
Yeah. It would have been hard.
That guy's been
loyal. I mean, there were some good moments, but, yeah, it would have been hard.
Who was doing it before Buck? Because I
Mel
almost
Proctor,
remember.
Maybe?
That's what I was thinking. Mel Proctor.
That'd be my guess. I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know.
I just threw it out.
Couldn't tell you.
That'd be my guess. You know, it was HTS back in the day, and he pretty much handled most of those duties. Could have been somebody else.
So, anyway, that's the deal.
Where's Pedro?
Buck Ants is not going to be doing the Wizards play-by-play. It appears.
Yeah.
It's not 100% confirmed. I don't think NBC Sports Washington has confirmed this, but the Washington Post has run with it.
The Post is reporting it. You pretty much can bank on it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.